Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to Timothy, the second chapter. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. Likewise also that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but with what is proper for women who profess godliness, with good works. Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Yet she will be saved through childbearing, if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Dan Eddy from Messiah Lutheran Church in Beloit, Wisconsin.
In the name of Jesus, amen. I would imagine over the past 20 years, there have been U.S. presidents you have not particularly liked, let alone wanted to pray for. You didn't or don't like them personally. You didn't or don't care for their political philosophy. Or you are repulsed at times by their lack of morality. Perhaps these same feelings go for a U.S. or state House rep, or a U.S. or state senator, governor, mayor, elected or appointed judge. It's hard to pray for people we don't like, or perhaps worse, who have even hurt us with their rules, their policies, their actions, or their words. Our Lord Jesus understands. Having been executed by the Romans, with lots of help from the Jewish religious leaders, even the Apostle Paul, who by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit wrote this passage from 1 Timothy chapter 2, himself experienced being flogged and beaten and jailed by various leaders and rulers. Yet despite all that, he begins giving Pastor Timothy advice for whom we should pray. And at the top of the list are our rulers, our leaders. And he asks us to pray without qualification, without prejudice. Why? Because Paul had the bigger picture in mind. It goes beyond having an orderly and peaceful society. Our prayers for our leaders give us purpose to draw people to the gospel, the saving faith Jesus won for us and for you as the Son of God and the Son of Man being the ultimate mediator between us and the Heavenly Father. I hear people say a lot, there's a reason for why things happen. Yes, there is. To save the lost and to keep the saved from being lost. From God's will and from God's perspective, everything in life comes down to one of these two things. In our prayers, our Heavenly Father reminds you how much Jesus gave as a ransom for all humankind, including for you. The Apostle Paul is advising this young pastor on the proper prayer attitude we should have for the public worship service. When our prayers are centered around God's word, his truth, his forgiveness, his love for you, then we don't approach prayer with anger or quarreling. We don't come to worship to draw attention to ourselves by our attire or status in society. Prayer and the worship of our Lord draws attention to him, not us. James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. I've had parishioners say they wouldn't pray for Barack Obama because he wasn't their president, or Donald Trump because they don't consider him their president. Well, according to this passage, God has called them to be your president, regardless of whether or not you voted for them, regardless of whether or not you like them. It doesn't mean that the Lord likes everything they do, but he desires us to pray for them nonetheless. Proper prayer attitude is as much about God changing your perspective to see his as much as it is about him changing circumstances for you. It's one of the many ways God loves you. Let us pray. Oh, Almighty God, you give us our government, leaders, elected or not, for an orderly and peaceful society. Let them rule according to your will. And let us come to you with a proper attitude for worship and in our prayer time with you, so we can act in honorable ways to give glory to you, so more may be saved for eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank Pastor Dan Eddy from Messiah Lutheran Church in Beloit, Wisconsin, for today's meditation on God's Word.